Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of the day it is. I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. Did you think you was gonna hear from me this week? I bet you didn't. I bet you thought I was gonna let you guys down this week, but guess what? I'm here and I am ready for you guys. I told you that I was gonna be more consistent, and here I am. I am ready to share some things with you and share some thoughts with you as always. But let me get you guys updated. So, you know, I told you guys that I had some big news, right? I think I'm gonna go ahead and let the cat out the bag with my listeners, because you guys are very special to me. You know, you're like my family. You guys listen, like, I haven't even posted my episodes on Facebook and I still have people listening. And that just means so much to me. That means that you really care. And that right there is just priceless. So I feel like this is a safe space for me, as always. I'm always transparent. So I'm going to go ahead and share my news, because I don't think I have any haters that listen to my podcast. I feel like you all are my friends. You're my family. You love me. And I love you guys right back. So I am so excited to let you guys know that me, Katrina, will be starting a podcast for my job at American Express, a travel podcast. I was presented the idea, well, the thought rather, of creating a podcast for travel, for an internal podcast for my colleagues to learn different things. And I just took that idea and came up with something brand new that they've never seen. And I was so excited about it that I went straight to the director of my department, and he absolutely loved the idea. And I have some big meetings coming up. I'm gonna meet with the vice president of our department and present my podcast to him. So this is nerve-wracking. This is exciting. You know, my anxiety is messing with me. I went back and forth, highs, lows, just thinking about it. But you guys, this is a major step for me. And I'm just so proud of myself for doing what I truly believe in and what I truly have a passion for. And no one is going to be able to take this from me. Like, it's something that I dreamed of. You know, American Express is a huge company. It's a worldwide company. And for someone to just believe in me and believe in my vision that I have, I can't ask for anything greater. You know, and I'm just so overwhelmed with excitement and just pride. And I'm just happy, you guys. Like, it's truly a dream come true. And I just really, and now I'm getting emotional. Sorry, you guys, but you know I'm a big baby, but I just want to thank you guys, like, seriously, because this podcast has really changed my life, and it has allowed me to truly be myself and just remain transparent, and I have grown so much. You know, the things that I talk about in my podcast is my real life. And for people to just listen to what I have going on, like, wow. You know, thank you. Thank you for having my back. Thank you for going through all the motions with me, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. Thank you guys for sticking with me, man. Like, it truly means a lot to me. You know, I don't even know who my listeners are. But just know that you have a very, very special place in my heart. And I promise you, this is really the beginning for me. Like, 2022 has been an amazing year for me. And I just wouldn't have never imagined this last year. You know, I was unemployed this time of year last year. I had just had my baby. You know, it was so many questions, so many what ifs. I didn't have any type of stability. The way my life has changed, in a year, I know that this is not the end for me. I know that I still have to keep doing the work and keep working hard, and greater things are going to come. You know, it's so hard that people put this stigma on us because we suffer. You know, but let me tell you, having depression has made me who I am. It really has. Because every time I have to get up and do the work, sometimes it may knock me down. Sometimes I might get in a rut. I don't always see a way out. But the fight in me, as well as the fight in you, you know, that's what keeps us going every single day. And I am just so proud of you. I say it all the time, and I had to tell myself this as well yesterday. Look at what you've been through. You know, you deserve a winning season. I know sometimes that imbalance causes us to think that we don't deserve good things. But you truly do. You deserve to smile. You deserve to be fulfilled. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to grow and shine. And you deserve to be praised. You know, it's not always someone there to pat you on the back and tell you that you did a good job. But I just want to let you guys know that you are doing a great job. You are truly amazing. You are one of a kind. You know, never let your circumstances change how you feel about yourself. You have a gift. Your gift may not be my gift. You know what I'm saying? We are different people. But you find what you're good at and you go with that. Because as long as you believe in yourself, it's limitless. No one can tell you what you can't do. No one can defeat you. You hold that power. Don't give it away. Don't allow someone to put a barrier on you and tell you what you can and cannot do. Because you are better than that. You are greater than that. You deserve better than that. Like, seriously, I have been through a lot. And I still got a long ways to go. I know that every day is not going to be perfect. I know that I'm going to have some tough days ahead of me. But you know what? That will never stop me from trying. That will never cause me to give up. Because one thing I do know is that the things that we go through in this life, everything is temporary. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is promised to you. You got to get up and fight for another day, another chance, another opportunity. Because one of these days, your opportunity is going to be there. It's going to be looking you dead in your face. And what are you going to do about it? Are you going to reach out and grab it? Or are you going to be too afraid? Are you going to follow through? You know, we always say that we want better for ourselves. But what about that follow through, though? You know, are you really working on you? Are you really doing the things that you're supposed to be doing? We compare ourselves to these celebrities and TikTokers and people that, you know, portraying these entertainment images, but that's not real. That's not reality. What you go through each and every day, that's reality. That's the things that you need to focus on. You have every opportunity out there. If you're unhappy with how your life is going, change it. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to come naturally, But it's something that we have to do. We have to fight for change. You know, I'm sitting here just looking at me and my kids' Christmas picture from last year. You know, that was the turning point for me. Being able to do things with my kids, make these memories, start over. You know, that was my starting point right there. It was my starting point for the change that I have been through. I said I was going to do some things this year, and I have done literally everything that I set out to do this year. And it's only September. Still got some time to go. So use me as a testament. You know, like, I've been abused. I've been homeless. I've been where you are, struggling, scared, afraid. You know, I still go through some things. Like, I'm still going through it. It's a part of me. But a bigger part of me is the fight, the resilience, the determination. That's the bigger part of me. And never again will I allow anybody to dim my light. Because at the end of the day, it's mine. And I can't let anyone take that from me. What you have is yours. And don't you dare let anyone take that from you. They don't deserve you. Not everyone deserves access to you. Sometimes you got to be on hush mode about what you got going on, because that's what I did. I didn't want no one to hate me out of my position, because people will do that. Why she smiling? Why she glowing like that? What she got going on? Don't worry about it. This is for me. You know, I've been through enough. This is for me. Be selfish with it, because you truly deserve that change. If it's worth it to you, do it. No matter what it is. Because I'm rooting for you, man. Like, I truly am. All my listeners. Really, I'm just rooting for everybody that's struggling, whether you listen to me or not. We have these enemies that we don't even know about, you know? I'm rooting for you. Somebody is always watching. Someone is always rooting for you. And I truly wish all my listeners the best. Like, I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so thankful for you guys. The waterworks just got the flowing, because you guys know I'm passionate about what I talk about. I'm passionate about what I do. And I'm just thankful. You know, like, I would have never seen myself here a year ago. Never. Ever. But I had to start believing in myself. And each day, you know, sometimes it's 10 steps forward. Sometimes it's 20 steps back. Sometimes it's an inch forward and a foot back. Whatever it is. Whether you have to take life day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, whatever you got to do to get through the day, that's what you do. That's what you focus on. Keep moving forward. Because look at what you already been through and tell me what you can't do. Tell me what you can't do, and I'm going to call you a liar. Because you can do anything, anything that you want to do. You set your mind to it, you can do it. I know it's corny. I know. But you truly can. You are worth it. But it definitely starts with self. You gotta believe it. It doesn't matter if 1,000 people believe in you. If you don't believe in yourself, none of that matters. You know, you gotta be willing. You can't ask for something with a closed hand and a closed heart and a closed mind. You got to open those things up to receive it. No one is going to hold your hand the whole way. You got to take that first step and you'll get help along the way. I promise you will. Like, I'm ready. It's my time. We going up and I'm taking everybody that I can take with me. You know, it's truly a blessing to just be here, to speak to my people, to share this news. Like, I've been holding it in for a long time because I just didn't want anyone to just plant a seed of doubt in me. We don't need that. We only need motivation, encouragement, and money bags. That's all we need. Like, seriously. If you find yourself surrounded by people who don't believe in you, who are not encouraging you, it's time to change who you be around. You know, other people's energy feed off into our lives. If you gotta cut everybody off, do that for your sake. Be selfish with your time, because that's something that you're not gonna get back. I just wanna say, man, I love you guys. I'm proud of you. I want you to keep going. Don't give up. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to doubt yourself. This is the time to just do it. Like, I swear, this is my real life, you guys. Like, seriously. I know that if I can do it, I got 3 kids. If I can do it, man, anybody can do it. You just got to put yourself in the right position. Put yourself in the right mindset. And you truly can do it. You can be great. It's in you. It's in you. Just bring it out. Enough of my rambling, though. I done got fired up today. Thank you guys for joining me. You know, thank you guys so much. Like, this is the happiest, most peaceful, like, most encouraging place that I've been in a long time. And I'm just grateful. Ever since I started this podcast, it has been a struggle. And I'm about to go into my 3rd year. You know, like, it's truly been a struggle. You know, but things are getting better, you guys. Like, I got some more news coming up soon, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. Like, I really can't, but it's going to have to hold off for a minute. But as soon as I share it, I want you guys to know, never give up on yourself. Never give up on anything that you desire, because it's truly worth it in the end. Just to know that you did the work. You put in that work, all that effort. You know, this is for you and for you only. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about the things that you do. Keep doing it. Keep being amazing. Keep being great. Keep shining. Because eventually, you're going to get where you want to be. And as always, if you guys need me, please reach out to me. SingleMomWithDepression, SingleMomWithDepression@gmail.com. And you can follow me on Instagram. It's your girl Katrina, ItzyaGrlKatrina. And if you have my personal Facebook page, you know that I am always available. You know, I would never stop talking about how available I am to my listeners, anyone who needs me. Even if someone doesn't know me and they send me a message and they need to speak with somebody, I'm here. I'm always here for you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. I just can't thank you enough. You guys are my foundation, and I will never leave you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you guys. And if you need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. 8255. I just want to end it with this. You guys are destined for greatness. I know that people assume certain things when you let them know that you suffer from depression or anxiety or PTSD. But it's time to break the mold. Like, I'm just as great as anybody else. And I plan on proving it. You know, if I haven't already, I'm gonna keep going. And I just want you guys to keep going as well. Like, thank you for being here. Thank you for spending some time with me. This is probably the longest episode I done did in a while. So thank you guys for sticking with me. I love you guys. You know I do. I truly do. And I will see you guys next week. And until next time, you guys be easy. Peace.